It's time to check in. Say good morning to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. Mayor, how are you today?
Doing well. Good morning, Joe.
Nice to have a little bit of a wet forecast for a change. It's been so gosh darn hot.
It has been warm, and we haven't had a whole lot of rain. So every field you drive by, even the ones with irrigation, they're struggling. They're really turning to straw. It's been so dry. Well, yeah, we need this badly.
How's the Heritage Tree program going, by the way? I know that was all part of the Quincy 400s.
Chugging along. Yeah, it's chugging along. We expect over the next week or so, the one at the corner of Furnace Brook and Marymount Parkway would be finished. The one at West Street, doing a little bit more work there. The one at Center Street, it came out nice. We're going to do some finishing touches. We'll tell the stories now with some of them, you know, like Center Street. There'll be a monument to speak of the monument shacks that worked along Center Street and things like that. So we're chugging along. It's going well.
Yeah, good.
Corner of Newbury Ave and Kendall Street, that came out beautiful. We haven't got the signage in yet. We're going to tell a little story of the Quincy School and the old firehouse and then the Marine Post at that corner. But they make a difference, I'll tell you. Some of these areas that, they're dense and they don't have a lot of greenery, so some of them really add to it, like Center Street, you know. So, good stuff.
Yeah, it's certainly a vast improvement from the dilapidated old granite industry that was there.
Yeah, and that's what you saw coming down the ramp, coming into Quincy, you know. Wasn't a very nice welcome sight, that's for sure.
Yeah. Looking for folks to kind of water these trees or take care of them if they can? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we do have folks that go around and try to water them. Some of them have irrigation systems.
Yeah.
People should see they need, and it goes for any new tree on the loom borders along the streets. Mm-hmm. If people can throw a bucket of water on them once in a while, it goes a long way.
Sure. How's the Pine Hill Cemetery project coming, Mayor? Is that about done now?
Just about. Okay. I think there's some working on the punch list items.
Mm-hmm.
It's I drive through periodically, and again, up there, this doesn't have the irrigation up in the new area, so everything is so dry and yellow and brown. But overall, I mean, the roads and the new features and the veterans section, the walls, the crematory, I mean, the columbariums, it really, really looks beautiful, come a long way. And it should provide many years of service to Quincy people wanting to be buried in their hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. And then once that is done, that'll be it for city cemeteries, right? That'll be the...
Well, as it stands today, who knows?
Time will tell.
Indeed.
Mayor, quite a blowout in the city for America 250 the past week.
Yeah, it was quite a set of days.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it didn't stop. I mean, we the city events, the neighborhood events, the National Park Service events, it was phenomenal, it really was. And though it was hot, a couple of those days, good turnouts, I thought, at the parades and the flag raisings and at the Marina Bay Festival, at the Thursday night event out here at Hancock Adams Commons. Started slow with the heat.
Yeah.
That was a very hot day.
Yes.
But as the night went on, it filled up by the time the orchestra came on when the sun was further down. So I understand that, certainly. You plan for these things and work hard at it, and they're weather dependent, so you do the best you can.
I thought the recreation of Paul Revere's ride was especially interesting and surprising.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Yeah, that was kind of cool. I thought there were some real nice features there that John McDonald put together, and unfortunately, a lot of people didn't see it because it was just so damn hot.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. We were able to videotape it, though, and folks can watch it here on QATV in the not-too-distant future, certainly.
Excellent.
If they missed it, yeah. And we're not done. There's a tall ship coming.
There is a tall ship coming. I think it's a Dutch ship.
Yep.
I forget the name of it now. But
I will not attempt to pronounce it. Anyway. But it's an authentic tall ship. It's from the period,
Indeed, and it's not one of the real big ones because we don't have the draft to come into that dock. But it's decent size. It's a handsome ship. It's going to be there a few days. We intend on meeting the captain, saying hello, and exchanging pleasantries. Look forward to it. But it's something different. You know, people can come down to Marina Bay, and it'll be open for tours. I don't know the hours, but certainly people should check it out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, July 17th, 18th, and 19th. It'll be open for tours, free tours. And, yeah, folks should really enjoy that. And speaking of Marina Bay, I thought the Maritime Festival went extremely well.
It did. Yeah, it did. The numbers might have been down a little bit because of the heat, overall, yeah. You know, we went on the heels of that quick moving, although buckets of rain came down in 20 minutes. So we timed it for that. We were out there several times, my wife and I, and of course when we're heading out there, the rainbow over Quincy Bay was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Following that storm, but people, they found shelter, ran to the cars, and they came back.
Yes,
and the place was jammed again a half an hour later. So there was a lot of kids' activities. I heard from a lot of parents how you know, enjoyable it was. It was something to do. Not everyone goes away for July 4th weekend, and it gives an opportunity for people to experience these things, and bringing the community together for positive activities is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of kids' activities, Quincy Rec Camp is now in full swing.
It sure is. Chris Rooney and his team are hitting it out of the park, no pun intended there, but they're doing good stuff. That's another. People stop me, particularly when I'm at events over the weekend, and they praise programs like that, the rec programs, the camps, you know, the summer school program with the schools. I mean, it's just it's a great place to raise a family. So many options for people, and I know we've said on the show several times, don't tell me there's nothing to do, because there's plenty to do here.
No, it absolutely is. Yeah, you mentioned the Park Service. Although their big programs for 250 have wind down, they're open all summer long.
Every so often you run into people and say, I got to get there. I've never been there. Yep. Like, come on, you've been here your whole life. You got to check it out.
It really is worth taking a day to explore it, for sure. Yeah.
I was with the family there a couple of weekends ago, and they were celebrating the Adams family, the 80th anniversary of the gift of the Peace Field to the federal government. Mm-hmm. And I still marvel at that, Joe, because you get the family to come together and give that whole, the building, the grounds, the china, the pictures, the furniture, everything. I could see my family fighting over things. I want that china. I want that chair. But they agreed on giving its entirety, there's something like, there's thousands of artifacts that go with it. It's just pretty remarkable. It's all the real deal, which is unique in history, too. A lot of places, they're replications of things, you know, but not here. It's the real deal.
No, including the very chair when John Adams died.
Correct, yeah.
It's definitely worth taking in. And kind of an overlooked feature is the Stone Library, right? On
That's
the grounds,
right.
Yeah.
That was built to house John Quincy Adams' book collection. Yeah. It's a handsome, one could argue that's the first presidential library.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, any update on the Adams Presidential Center, Mayor?
No, working with the architects and the team on how best to, as you know, we're trying to combine it with the Performing Arts Center and some other possibilities here on the T station. So we're going through that due diligence stage of, we keep the APC board, apprised, but they are up and running. They're in President's Place. They're running programs. Mm-hmm. They've had leadership programs. They're running programs for teachers and institute.
Mayor, I appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure, Joe.